Good morning. Are you guys having fun? I'm having fun. This is awesome. We should have this every month. A little girl time, huh? So, just as we just sang, we are here to give our hearts to the Lord, to give everything we have to the Lord. And so, in order to completely give our hearts, I want you all just to be open to what God has for you this morning. And I want to start us off in prayer. So God, we just come before you. We thank you that we are able to have a good time. Lord, that we are able to glorify you and seek you in all that we do, Lord. There are no boundaries of where we can go to see you, Lord. And so we pray, Lord, that you would show us how we can glorify you through how we express ourselves in our wardrobes. Lord, that we would seek you first and foremost, God, and that you would just reveal to us what our hearts need to know. Lord, that you would speak through your word and that you would just use this time to glorify yourself and to help us glean from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh my gosh, this is so unusual. I have to say, yeah, I don't feel like I'm really here to share a devotional because I feel like I'm like on the spotlight with those. I know those are for all for the whole fashion show, but now I feel like I'm on display, which I should probably be since I'm forcing other people to be, right? Well, as you know, today we called this event Dress to Impress. And so today we are here to learn and discover how we can honor the Lord, honor ourselves, and honor others through our wardrobes. And so here's a question. When you get dressed, who do you try to impress? And no, I don't want you to sit there and go, nobody. It's not for anybody. Because if we're honest, we all try to impress someone. So think about it. Do you try to impress your husband? Do you try to impress a boyfriend or just the opposite sex in general? Do you try to impress your friends or your peers? Or perhaps you just try to impress yourself, right? You just go, you look in the mirror. Lenya's already raising her hand. She's like, yep, that's me. She wants to be able to get up in the morning, get all dolled up, look in the mirror and go, dang, I look good. This looks good. Well, for as long as I can remember, I have always dressed to impress someone. And when I was younger, I really struggled with wanting to fit in and wanting to attract the attention of boys. And I was really insecure with how others perceived me. I wanted to wear what all the other girls were wearing, and I wanted the boys to think that I was pretty. And if I'm honest, I wanted them to think that I had a good body, although at the time I don't think I really knew what that meant, but that was what was being said, like you want to have a good body and you want them to think that way. I don't know that I really understood that I was putting myself on display in that way, but that's what was being said. And growing up, my mom always had to approve of my wardrobe or my attire before I left the house. And so I can remember back in middle school, when I would hide clothing in my backpack because I knew my mom wasn't going to approve of the current trends. And so I would hide clothes in my backpack knowing I'm going to get to school, I'm going to run to the restroom, do a quick swap. Or I would even have friends who were so kind and they let me borrow their clothes. And so they might bring clothes to me that I could change into. And all of this was working out great for me because I was able to fit in and also not disappointing my mom and also making sure that she was okay with how I was presenting myself. And that all worked out until I got caught, right? Until the day, and I remember this day vividly, I put on some clothes that morning that I did not like. Mom liked them. I put on clothes that Mom liked, and I had this whole outfit in my backpack. And I got to school, went to the restroom, opened my backpack, and it was gone. Yeah. So then I sat in the bathroom and I had to think about that. Like, what are you going to do? You're in middle school. You don't drive. You don't have a cell phone because back then that wasn't there yet. And you just had to, I just had to own it. I just had to be like, okay. And I was so uncomfortable the entire day. I felt like all the eyes were on me. They were looking at me like, oh my gosh, what happened to her? And it was so embarrassing. And I thought that was the worst part. It wasn't the worst part. The worst part was when I got home and my mom neatly had my clothes laid on the counter for me to see. Let's just say that was the last time I had clothes in my backpack. Okay? And my point is, as women, as girls, we all have insecurities. We all desire to be beautiful. And so that is why we dress ourselves to impress others. I'd be lying if I told you I still didn't do that to this day. I still try to impress my husband. I still want to catch his eye and make him do a double take, right? I think that's a song somewhere. I'll make one up. But really, I want him to see me as beautiful. I want him to notice me and notice the things that I change because I want him to see me. And so that is what we all do. Each day we get up, we get ready, and we look in the mirror, and each day we care about what someone else thinks, what others think, and we care about what we think of ourselves. And in contrary to what you've probably been told, I think you should care. I think as Christians, we should care what others think of us. We should care what we think of ourselves, because it is our responsibility as Christians to paint the picture that people perceive, to paint the representation of Christ. Everything we do, everything we say, how we present ourselves or how we dress ourselves should point to Jesus. And so today we are going to look at the concept of beauty through a biblical perspective. And we're going to address some of the common misconceptions of what modesty is and see how we should apply the principle of modesty in our lives. So we are going to be in 1 Timothy 2, 9 through 10, if you have your Bibles with you. And it reads this: "In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but with which is proper for women professing godliness and good works." And so the first misconception that I want to kind of make mention of is that modesty is repressive. More commonly than not, the topic of modesty has been perceived as just another one of those things we have to add to God's rule book, right? Just like many people see the Ten Commandments as a list of don'ts, we as women can see modesty as a repressive rule that inhibits us from truly expressing ourselves through what we wear. But the truth is, just like the Ten Commandments were created to help us navigate through this life and to direct us away from the entrapment of sin, so is modesty. Modesty is a guideline. It's a thing. It's there to protect us and to keep us from falling into the temptations of the world. Proverbs 6:26 through 27 says, "Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot clothes or coals or hot clothes? Your feet might burn if you walk on some hot clothes." It's on topic. We're good. You wait. There's going to be a Janae translation in here soon. "And his feet not be seared." In order for us to keep ourselves from being burned, we need to stay away from the world's standards. You may feel like modesty puts you in a box, figuratively or literally, but however, I believe modesty is what takes you out of the box, what releases you from the box. Because modesty, it frees us from the world's finite definition of beauty, and it allows us to perceive beauty through an internal perspective. I believe that society tries to put us in a box. And oftentimes that box encourages us to sell ourselves short and to put ourselves on display as objects. One commentator wrote, "Society then, speaking of Paul's era, as now seems to have pressured women to dress as sex objects, as though their value or worth were determined by the ability to stimulate males sexually. This was as demeaning to women as then as it is now. We are daughters of the High King, and so we need to see our worth through his eyes and not through what the world portrays as beautiful. We need to know that beauty is not just skin deep, but that true beauty is manifested in our hearts. And there is freedom in knowing that despite what the world thinks, God sees beauty from within. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" So modesty isn't about placing you into a particular mold, but it's about allowing you to see beauty through the eyes of God. The second misconception is that modesty is anti-fashion. And I want you to notice what Paul says to the women, beginning in verse 9 of 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, "Women, adorn themselves." Adorn comes from the Greek word kosmeo, which is, in the English translation, to make more attractive or to decorate. It is also where we get our English word cosmetics. That's our beauty supplies, right? Our paint. Well, if Paul is saying to adorn yourself, I don't think he's saying that fashion is immodest, right? And I think it is our responsibility as women to adorn ourselves, to take care of ourselves, to take pride in... Sorry, I wasn't ready for that preach. To take pride in presenting ourselves respectfully. Consider how John describes adornment in Revelation 21:2. It says, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." We need to keep in mind that we are not just our husband's bride or a husband-to-be bride on our wedding day, but every day. We are not just the temple of God on the day we receive salvation, but every day that follows. And so we should invest in ourselves in light of God's truth and in light of that truth. Luke tells us in Luke 21 that the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and donations. And we are told in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God?" If our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, then we need to maintain it as such. We need to adorn ourselves, to polish the pot, to paint the barn, right? And there is there is nothing wrong with giving the barn a new makeover or a fresh coat of paint, as long as we're doing it with the right heart behind it and in mind. Warren Wiersbe put it this way: Paul is not saying that Christian women must wear old clothes and be out of style. Rather, he is emphasizing that the inner person is more important than the outer appearance. Modest apparel glorifies Christ. Extreme fashions only point to the person and make the Christian look worldly. It is possible for believers to be modern and still be modest. So how do we walk that line? Walk in the boundaries of being modest and yet still fashionable? Well, first and foremost, we need to make sure that our heart and our motive is pure. 1 Peter 3:3 says, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." As women of God, everything needs to begin with the heart. Right? Our priority must always be to glorify God in all that we say and all that we do. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Does that mean that we can dress ourselves to the glory of God? Absolutely. And how? Well, let's look at what Paul tells us. Read again, 1 Timothy 2:9 and 10. It says, "In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but with which is proper for women professing godliness and good works." So Paul tells us that we need to do it by dressing in modest apparel with propriety and moderation. But to truly understand what that means, we need to define the terms, right? Modest means proper. It means respectable and honorable. With propriety meaning with correctness concerning standards of behavior or morals. And moderation meaning with sound judgment, with self-control or a good sense. Paul then goes on and he elaborates this point by explaining we should not dress as the world dresses, and that our faith in Jesus should be evident in our lives through what we wear and through what we do. So, I told you this was coming. You thought it was a joke. Here's my Janae translation version. I call it the JTV. Of verse 9 and 10, okay? It says, well, I say, let's be honest. "Ladies, beautify yourselves in respectable apparel while being considerate and self-controlled. Do not try to fit into the world's mold, but express yourselves appropriately in such a way that is edifying and above reproach." Does that mean that you cannot wear cute clothes?
No.
Does that mean that you have to start wearing Amish dresses every day?
No.
It means that before you walk out the door to go to work, or to go to school, or to go to church, to run errands, perhaps to go on a date, to hang with friends, or whatever it is that you're doing, that you're leaving the house for, you need to take a heart test. Take a heart check, right? In the book Be Faithful, Warren Wiersbe wrote, "The contrast here is between the artificial glamour of the world and the true beauty of a godly life. Paul did not forbid the use of jewelry or lovely clothes." Hear that? Lovely clothes. "But rather the excessive use of them as substitutes for the true beauty of a meek and quiet spirit. A woman who depends only on externals will soon run out of ammunition. She may attract attention, but she will not win lasting affection." Ladies, it is so easy to get caught up in the ways of the world, to allow this artificial glamour to now infiltrate and influence what we define as beauty. It's easy to be swayed into believing our worth is determined by the world's standards. But the truth is, we don't want a substitute, right? We don't want to substitute true beauty for an artificial beauty. We don't want to be women who attract attention but don't win lasting affection. So before you leave the house, we need to do a heart check. You need to ask yourself, is what I'm wearing respectable? Would I want another woman to wear this in front of my husband or in front of my son? Is what I'm wearing glorifying to God and honoring to my husband or future husband? Ask yourself if it is considerate, if your outfit is considerate. Is what I'm wearing something that is going to draw unnecessary attention to maybe a specific body part or me in general? Am I being considerate of how that affects others? My friend Anika said it best. She said, modesty is not about me. It's about others. It's about placing others before myself and considering how what I wear might impact them. 1 Corinthians 10:23 through 24 says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. So we need to take our focus off of ourselves and think of others first. And ask yourself, is what I'm wearing appropriate? Am I dressed appropriately for this occasion? For example, when I go to the beach, I wear a bikini. Oh my gosh! A pastor's wife just said she wears a two-piece bathing suit at the beach. I do. It's okay at the beach. It's not okay anywhere else. I cannot throw on some shorts and go run some errands. That's right. In a bikini top and some shorts because I've covered part of it. No. A bathing suit is for swimming, maybe getting some sun rays because I'm all about sun rays. But it's not meant for outside that occasion. When I go running, I wear spandex. I wear spandex because I like that they hold everything together. And maybe I feel a little faster, okay? Maybe. But I'm not going to go and wear my spandex to church to go and worship the Lord. If for some reason I am running so late that I have to run to church in my spandex, then I am going to make sure that I have some kind of covering that is going to cover my back end, right? And so you need to make sure that it's appropriate. Then ask yourself, am I practicing self-control? Am I controlling my desire to want to be noticed or admired? Is what I'm wearing edifying and above reproach? If you pass the heart test, then you are ready for the double take test. I made that one up. Just kidding. So you give yourself a double take. If your heart is right before the Lord, amen, sister, now look in the mirror. And oftentimes my double take is a dynamic duo. I don't usually do it by myself. So my double take, if you're by yourself and you don't want to send a photo, I get it. But my double take is with Lenya May. Okay, so anytime after I've gotten dressed for the day, I will take a quick selfie of myself. No, not because I'm self-absorbed, but because I'm going to send her a picture and say, hey, does this look okay? Do I look like I'm dressed appropriately, formally enough for this occasion, or informally enough for this occasion? Am I dolling myself up too much? You know, is it too short? Is it too low? And not only that, I get some awesome fashion tips. So if you ever need a second opinion, I can't say that husbands are the greatest. I mean, I think they're either going to be awesome and lie to you. Well, I guess that's not really awesome. You look great in everything. You're beautiful. Or they really think you're beautiful and awesome in everything, but then they don't use the discretion of like, hey, you're my wife. And so that's for me and not for them. Okay, so sometimes men have some blockers. So have a girlfriend. Get a cool mother-in-law that you can send some photos to. And it works both ways. It allows you to reassure that you're dressed appropriately in the eyes of another. Another friend does the bend-over test. And it is exactly what it sounds. It's when you bend over and you make sure nothing from the front or the back is revealed when you bend over. You can do that in the mirror. And honestly, you might say, well, Janae, I don't bend over like that. No, you probably don't. But let's use the worst scenario possible. And if nothing's revealed here, then you're good to go if you bend over any other way, right? So all of these tests, all of these tools are to help you to achieve a more modest yet modern wardrobe. Tools that can help you honor the Lord, honor yourself, and honor others around you. In just a little bit, we're going to have an awesome fashion show. I'm really excited about it because I'm not in it. So I get to play and have fun. And we are going to see, because they are going to illustrate that regardless of your age, regardless of your shape, regardless of your size, it does not matter. Modesty is attainable and fashionable. But however, I don't know why I said but however, here's two, however, before we jump into that, we know as a leadership here at She Lives that being a woman, sometimes there are insecurities involved. And sometimes before we can really address what's going on the outside, we need to address what's going on the inside, right? And so before we jump into our fashion show and have an awesome time, we are going to have a special element where we are going to give you time to go over to a prayer corner and write down an insecurity or something you might be struggling with and surrender that over to the Lord. But for more on that, I'm going to cue you to the video screens.
Hi ladies, my name is Danica and I am going to be explaining the heart behind our special element today. So it's kind of a personal testimony of mine. Last fall I went through about 3 months of anxiety and it was really difficult and probably one of the hardest times I've been through in my life. But the Lord showed me that I have His word and also people that are there to just go through life with me and walk through that season with me. And so, with that, today, we just wanted to let you ladies know that we all have insecurities. We all have things that we deal with. And something I did with my anxiety that my aunt really helped me through was she made me these index cards with Bible verses on them. So every time I felt like I was taking that anxiety back from the Lord, that I could pull these cards out and remember His truth and His words. And so today we just wanted to do that, and more so with the focus of insecurities and what we struggle with just as women, whether it's appearance, whether it's weight, whether it's just not doing a good job at your job or being a wife or a mom or whatever. We all have those things. And so our leadership, we prayed over these cards, and something that I loved, I'm going to show you an example, is my aunt helped me write these cards out, and she told me that every time I see that her writing is on there, I can remember that she was there praying with me and walking me through that season too. And so we just wanted to handwrite these cards for you ladies and let you know that we're praying for you and we prayed over these as leadership and we're walking through this season of life with you.
So we're going to have a time. Natalie's going to lead us in a song. We just, each one of you should have a note card on your chair. If you didn't, we have extras over there. And we just want you guys, you ladies, to just surrender over that insecurity. Write down your insecurity and then walk over to the prayer table. And at the prayer table are our handwritten cards that we have prayed over. And it's just a truth. You're exchanging your insecurity for what God's truth is. And we want you to hold on to it. It's something that can fit in your purse so that anytime you feel yourself gravitating to that insecurity or gravitating to that imperfection and focusing in on it, that you can stop yourself in that moment right then and there and grab God's truth and realize that you are beautiful in His eyes and that He loves you for who you are and that you have a great purpose. And so we will have ladies over there if you need prayer. We're there as well. But just take this time to kind of focus in on the Lord and focus in on what He wants you to surrender to Him and what promise He wants you to walk away with today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to She Lives, Dressed to Impress. Are you guys ready? Yeah. My name is Michelle Schroff, and I'm founder of Project Zoe. And we dress young ladies modestly so that they can have a brighter future. So we are going to begin our little fashion show. You guys ready to see some trendy fashions that honor God? Yes? Awesome. Let's get started. Hi. All right. Our first model is Miss Holly. Yes. Holly is our business casual model today, and she's wearing cuff blue jeans, white embroidered tee, and a blue seersucker blazer. Doesn't she look awesome? She is lovely. Her accessories today are silver bracelet, tassel necklace, which is awesome to keep the t-shirt down, and also just, I just love the nude sandals. They go with everything. She can dress them up. She can, summer, perfect. Great for showing a home on the weekend. Thank you so much, Holly. And Kelly, my ray of sunshine. Yes. Kelly is our, she is our office professional look. Doesn't she look great in those aqua pants and cobalt shirt? I love the flirty sleeves. She's accessorized wonderfully with the coordinating pendant necklace. And she, this outfit absolutely exudes Kelly. She is funky and fun, and she is just going to brighten someone's day in this outfit. Notice how it's high-low, covers the back end, and just completely fashionable. Thank you so much, Kelly. Next we have Candace. Candace is wearing black skinny jeans, a black tank, and an olive green tunic. Doesn't she look great for teaching class? Her wedge heels. I know, her hair is beautiful. I love that ombre. And her makeup, she's just lovely today. We thank you so much, Candace. And, of course, lovely Tracy. Her avian tunic, leggings. Notice how her tunic just, it brings such a great flow with the leggings. Provides just this lovely silhouette. And the wedges, aren't those the greatest? So retro, throwback, Dr. Scholl's, yeah? Thank you so much, Tracy. Paula, ready for a stroll on the beach? Yeah! Paula's wearing some green shorts with a red, flowy, open back shirt. Doesn't she look great? Look at that smile. Her sand, she's wearing gold sandals with a coordinating necklace and earring. She's not going to miss her cue either. Paula is ready for the beach of Hawaii. Thank you, Paula. And next we have Miss Sophie. Sophie is our youth model. Don't you just love her boho look? Her long flowy dress and denim vest and black felt hat. She's accessorized to the nines. I love this outfit because she can dress it up, dress it down. She can go to the park, have a picnic with her fiance, Joey. Thank you, Sophie. You're gorgeous. And Jen is ready for date night. Beautiful Jen is wearing some leg, or actually those aren't leggings, those are tapered pants and nude heels and a flowy asymmetrical blouse. Isn't that great? And she's wearing a Reload Love necklace. She looks so beautiful. I love your clutch, Jen. Ready for the night. Yay! And here's Kim. Yay! You look amazing, Kim. Yes, that leather jacket. Ready for a night in the town? She's wearing a layered tank top. Covers her back end, modest top. Doesn't she look awesome? She accessorized with a velvet black choker. Ready for date night with Paul tonight. Yeah? Right? Thank you, Kim. And Alicia, she has our first date night outfit. Doesn't she look beautiful? In her black pinstripe dress. Don't you just love that high waist? And she's accessorized with the turquoise necklace, just that pop of color, strappy heels, red lip. Alicia, you look wonderful. Thank you so much. And Kim, she is our youth model wearing neo threads. Doesn't she look great? She's ready for classes. Maybe popping over to Frontier for some lovely green chili hash browns, my favorite. Her messy bun just totally tops this outfit off. Thank you so much, Kim. And here's Michelle. Yay! Michelle has a denim mini and a striped tee and a green bomber. And her youthful Converse. She looks so awesome. I love the tee. The tee is a must-have. You dress it up. Wear it with some slacks, shorts. Yeah, right? She's not taking off that jacket. Thank you so much, Michelle. You look great. Next, we have for activewear, Chantel. Yay. Chantel is wearing Indulge leggings, which you guys can take a look at over there at the vendor table. She has some black Converse on, high tops, and a denim jacket. She has great top. I love that black shirt underneath. Provides great coverage without making you feel like you're wearing a dress on top of it. Braided hair. She is ready to go shopping. She can actually get her daughter out of the car seat without feeling like she's exposing herself to everyone in the parking lot. So, good job, Chantel. I love it. Thank you so much, Chantel. Tamara! Tamara is ready for the gym. She's a little bashful, so help her out, guys. Tamara's wearing capri leggings with her comfy workout shirt and a ball cap and tennis shoes. Tamara is ready to burn those calories at the gym. You look so great, Tamara. Work it. Thank you, Tamara. And Miss Lainey is yes. Miss Lainey is wearing Pure Bar workout gear. Completely eclectic exercise. Yes. Lift, tuck, burn. Lainey's jacket is perfect for if she needs to stop by the grocery store on the way home or Target. She can just slip off her jacket, tie it around her waist. Ready? Are you ready to go, Lainey? Thank you so much, Lainey. We're going to have all our models come out for a final look. And we're going to ask a couple of questions.